everybody knows energy. Like, that's the base of energy. But do you really know how powerful it is? I sat my parents down. I was like, hey, I know this is kind of scary for y'all, but I feel like photography is calling me. So I know it's a fear, but I live with you guys right now. So can I get 6 months to a year off for the semester? And then see where it goes. And I took off right after that.
Welcome to Inner Pump, where we help driven individuals get the most out of life and build the inner mastery to drive growth, confidence, discipline, and mental fortitude, where overcoming adversity means doing the things you know you should do. Real topics, real people, real business. I'm your host, Ajay. Let's get it. This is Inner Pump. We live, baby. Hey, welcome to Inner Pump. I got my boy Matt with me. And we got a special freaking guest in the building, baby. We got my boy B.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go, Bryson.
Yes, hey,
tell him about yourself. We didn't talk about this, by the way. Look at all of us.
Oh, we're all, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The most powerful color there is.
I got to get that shirt, though. We got to get the brand.
Get you a frequency. Yes, sir. We're
going to get you a frequency, man. Yes, sir.
So, B, come on, man. Tee him up, bro. Tell him about yourself, bro.
All right, my name is Bryson Gamble. Based in Dallas, Texas. I've been shooting since 2015, right before I graduated high school. Had a clothing brand in high school and making a couple thousand at 16, 17. So I bought the camera for that purpose. Mm. And then once I got the camera, people start hiring me for their senior pictures, prom pictures.
But hold on. Oh, I just want you to
I just want you to say the story, bro.
No, not the story. Bro. I just want you to like.
Oh, myself.
Bryson, yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I'm from blah, blah. Like.
Reset. My name is Bryson.
Hold on, I got this. There you go.
Let's what up, y'all? It's Bryson G. I'm the energy king, a.k.a. Mr. Frequency, a.k.a. Mr. Worldwide. And we in here, and we about to get it. In the pump, man. Let's go.
Let's go. Hey, I love it, man. So, hey, y'all watching this or y'all listening to this.
Get on YouTube.
Get on YouTube right now. Y'all know this. I got energy for days. Now, this dude laps me. In the energy sector. This dude laughs me. So you know it's about to be a crazy episode tonight, man.
I like to say I'm tapped in into the quantum field. For real.
Hey, you ain't taking them there.
If you know, you know.
You know, I know the vibration, that vibration, man. Well, hold on. Speaking of quantum, let's just get right into it, man.
Come on, let's go.
Let's get right into it. Frequency, energy.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, man.
Frequency. We live around it. We are energy. Our body, our soul is energy. Energy is what creates life, creates vision, creates creativity.
Mm.
We drive off energy. So
yes.
As you see on my shirt, I have frequency spelled eight, but H-Z instead of C-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because Hertz is also energy. So yes. I created my brand Frequency because it reflects me in a way and my business and everything again in life. It's a frequency. So I can take this to a multi-billion-dollar business.
There we go.
Yes, Lord.
You will.
Yes, sir.
Keep that with a B.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So let's roll right into it, man. Now we would love for the story part. You know, you kind of rushed
wait,
into
wait,
that
before. Man. How did you two meet?
Mutual friend, Clyde.
Clyde.
At dinner. I went to dinner one day.
I have this theory. I have this theory that it eventually starts at the gym.
It actually
because Doc and Clyde, it started at the gym.
Yeah, it started then, me knowing them.
There we go.
Let me just have this running joke, bro. I know everybody from the gym, so everybody that comes
me,
in, yeah.
Brandon,
my dad.
Hey, yeah. But that's all frequencies.
That's right. There we go.
So go ahead, bro. Let's hear about this.
The whole story
from the story, bro. You can just start there, and we're gonna piggyback.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Exactly.
So again, I started in high school. It was my senior year when I bought my mom actually gave me my camera for Christmas because I was doing a clothing brand. I was like, mama. Let me get a camera for Christmas. Yeah. Take some pictures, you know, and market these clothes because we're doing pretty good, making some money at 16, 17. Mm-hmm. So got the camera, went to the city of Dallas for the first time ever. Oh, I never really seen skyscrapers or anything like that. So I'm just like, wow, this is crazy. Yeah. So shot the photos, didn't know what I was doing, but they didn't come out too bad, you know. And then from there, I was like, oh, this is fun. So I started going to the city of Dallas every week. Mm. Then my friends, hey, can you take my prom pictures, my senior pictures? Huh. Oh, okay, cool, man. Making a little money off this.
Mm-hmm.
And before I graduated, I was working at AMC with my homie Mav over here. Yeah.
Okay,
so that's where you go way back.
Out, yeah,
shout out, Mav.
He in the building. He got great energy. I'll
yes,
take it out. I can feel it right now.
Yeah. So they end up firing me because I gave my little sister an extra ticket. But that was the biggest blessing in disguise because... Mm. I was like, okay, you fired me, but I'm making some money in photography now, so let's take off with this.
Wow.
Yeah. So graduated and then got into real estate photography. Yeah. And then portraits, and then just start elevating from there.
Bro, let's actually take it back. I want to take this story back because you said you were going to the city. You didn't know a thing.
Yeah.
Can you tell us that?
Where were you living?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about because you didn't see a snack paper? Yeah, that part too.
Arlington.
Okay.
So I didn't really drive to Dallas because I had my mom's car that I would drive. And I fed the homeless sophomore year. You know, when you go to high school, you have to do the credits.
Service projects. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I ended up falling in love with the people there. And I felt a purpose to just go every month. So I started going every month after that. But so I saw the skyscraper then when I would drive by it, but I never really got to walk in it. So,
But what my question was more so, you said you didn't know anything before you got started.
Yeah.
What made you get started? You know what I'm saying?
With the camera?
No, just in business in general, because a lot of people listening to this is part business as well.
Yeah.
And we have this thing called the inner thief, right, bro? And that, like, it steals, kills, and destroys. It steals your dreams, kills your impact, and destroys your life.
Yeah.
And a lot of people listening to this right now, they have this amazing idea that they want to take, you know what I'm saying? They want to take it to the next level, but they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But you didn't know what to do. Exactly. So what gave you that courage, that confidence to go out there and take a step in there, take a leap of faith? And then how did you learn as you went through?
So my dad was an entrepreneur as well. So he was in and out of my life, but I still feel like I got that source from him as well. And then in middle school, I was watching TV with my stepbrother. And they were selling RV trucks, making money. I'm like, something just sparked within my brain. I was like, I want to be an entrepreneur when I grow up in the marketing field. I don't know what exactly it's going to be, but I know I want to work in the marketing field. So that's when I fast forward to my junior high school, started a clothing brand with my friend Sean. Shout out Sean. he did all the designs and stuff. And then it was all word of mouth with that, making a couple thousand. I'm like, wow, this is cool. Like, we're going to take this clothing brand to the next level.
All right. Y'all two had the same exact thing.
Very similar story, bro.
Do you know his clothing story?
No, I don't.
Bro, very similar to you, bro.
Really?
That's what gave me confidence to take it to the next level.
Yes.
It's the same story.
But people don't understand, like, that little bit. I mean, bro, we didn't make a lot of money. We just made a few thousand.
Yeah.
But that few thousand showed us we were able to do something.
At a young age.
And you had support. Yes. You had support from the people. That was your story. Like, you had a lot of people pouring in saying, I'll
support it.
I'm buying you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, for me, I don't want this to be about me, but real quick.
Yeah.
I literally texted 200 people, just a screenshot of the clothing brand I was starting. I was like, hey, buy this shirt for me, please. And Venmo me now. I'm starting a company. Bro, 200
people,
bro.
This shirt doesn't exist yet, but send me money.
Bro. Oh, yeah. I just sent them a screenshot of like a graphic, and I did it like a cheap one. And they're like, I'll support you.
Cool.
And it was just, bro. And I was like, what the heck? Like, they're just going to support me off this?
Yeah.
So that's how I got started.
That's amazing. And then from there, that's when I bought the camera and then fell in love with that. But I tell people this all the time because people always ask me, what'd you do when you got started? How are you making money with photography? I say, you have to enjoy it first. Oof. When I was going to the city of Dallas, I was just going to shoot and have fun and learn.
Yeah.
And people were gravitating towards that and wanted to book me because they saw my work. And was like, man, you shoot this as well? Like, so
You said something amazing right now. You didn't say you loved it. You said you enjoyed it.
Yes.
But I feel like a lot of people feel like they have to love something to do it. Was that love for photography always there, or did you enjoy it and then start to love it? You see what I'm saying?
Well, here's a backtrack. My sister, she bought me a little disposable camera when I was 13, 14. And I was so in love with the clouds in the sky. So I would always shoot that. So even better. Oh my God. Look. Actually,
he's remembering his life story.
Yeah, he's like, oh,
look, me and my friends, childhood friends, we would I had our phones. We would make YouTube videos, scripts. I'll be the one to script it, write it, choose the characters, and also edit it on AVS Editor, the free version, because the first 5 minutes you got the ad on the thing, because I didn't pay for it. But it was always there. But fast forward to 2014, 2015, when I finally got the camera, I realized, like, wow, it's always been there, but now this is it. My calling's always been there, but I finally found it genuinely.
You said people were gravitating towards you.
Yes.
You've always had that, huh?
Yeah, I was a class clown, and I'm a natural energy. I'm a giver.
It's just you,
Yeah, this is me. I love to give.
Yeah.
Because I feel like God didn't put us on this earth to be sad and down, you know? we're here to love and be happy. And,
so is the camera a way for you to express yourself?
Oh, for sure. It's my, that's why I had this tattoo. My perspective of the world. It's a camera shutter is an eye.
I like that.
So it's that's my perspective cool. of the world. Yep.
So tell us. So we already got past it. Did you actually love it though? Is the question.
So yes, okay. I did. Yep.
So before, so when you said that you enjoyed it, you actually loved it at that time.
Yeah. When I say enjoy, I meant more of enjoy the process of it.
Oof.
Yep.
I like that.
So bro. I enjoyed the process of shooting and learning, but I always loved it. I didn't know that I love photography and video and creating, but it was always been there. Everybody has a gift. You just have to discover that gift.
Oh, let's unpack this. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, there we go.
How, to the audience listening out there right now, what advice would you give them to discover their gift?
Oof, that's a tough one right there. Because your gift is always there, but you have to look within those attributes and the skill set that that you're great at. Like for me, I knew I was. I realized I was always a creator and a videographer and photographer. But it took some time to discover that through the clothing brand and also me being charismatic. So I had to put all these elements into it to find who I was. So I would say your attributes and skill sets, long story short.
Okay, yep. Attributes and skill sets. Yep. What was the name of the clothing brand, bro, if you don't?
So at first it was called Black Society Co. because, you know, like I said earlier, black's the most powerful color because it overtakes any other color. Oof. And then we changed it to Black Premium because we produce premium quality clothing. So we changed to that name. Yep.
Yeah.
Yo.
I like that. I like that. So, Matt, you got any follow-up? I know you did your homework.
If you guys haven't gone on his Instagram, his website, go. It's like watching a movie. Fortunately, I was on the plane with good Wi-Fi today, and it was the whole flight. I'm like,
oh, dang.
I went to Mykonos with you. So how did you get – is it word of mouth that people started saying, I'm booking him? This is great. Yeah. What were they saying? Phone ringing?
Yep. I would say 90% of my clients till this day is all word of mouth. I really reached out to people or said, hey, I do photography and video. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. But I feel like the work speaks for itself and who you are speaks for itself. So,
do you think they're buying more into you?
Yes. Both.
Yeah, because you're in a different field.
Well, the work has to be really good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Attracting the opportunity is you.
Oh, hold on. What you mean?
Hey, everybody out here ain't good, but still, regardless, if you have a great personality, who want to be around?
They want. To they
what are we talking about? Energy and pace can basically overshadow and overrule ability. Like if you have those two things, you don't actually have to be that good.
Because look, even I wasn't the greatest when I first started. I look back on some of my work, I'm like, y'all booked me for that. But you know, they believed in you because of who you are. They gave me the opportunity. Exactly. So I would say that's the number one thing is having that charisma for sure.
Number one thing is charisma.
Yeah.
Let's go deeper into that.
Go deep into charisma.
Yeah, let's go deeper into that. Unpack it.
Being original who you are, knowing who what you want to do and what your goals are. If you like me, for example, I'm funny, outgoing, extroverted.
You're funny?
Yeah. I'm very extroverted. I'm fun when I'm on sets. I get the job done, but I still know when to have fun because I genuinely enjoy what I'm doing. So, that's why I would say being charismatic is number one for sure.
What's some of the biggest sets you were on, if you're allowed to disclose?
Yeah, of course. Number one that comes to my mind first is NASA. We were the first commercial plane to land on the Johnson Space Shuttle Facility in Florida. Cape Canaveral, yeah. Wow. We were the first commercial plane, and that plane even looped back up, landed, and went back up for us again to get B-roll. And you know, gas ain't cheap.
Not on a plane.
No. So for them to do that, I'm like, man, this is an amazing feeling. Like, they doing it just for me. Like,
how old were you in that place?
I was 20.
You were the youngest dude on set, right?
Oh, for sure.
I oversaw the set. Yeah.
Yeah. 20 years old.
Yeah.
So how did that opportunity come?
Microsoft. So...
He just throws it in. Yeah. Microsoft.
Microsoft collabed with NASA.
It's a crazy collab.
What's the program called with the kids? STEM. So that's how I got that opportunity with NASA. But the opportunity with Microsoft, I had a lady named Adesia, and she's an event planner. And I work with, you see where I'm going? It's networking. Adesia, she worked with this guy named Robert Collier, who was a mentor for me, and he hosted entrepreneurs' dinners. And she did those events for him. She planned the events. So I met her, and she works with Microsoft. So she called me one day and said, hey, I see you do events. I see you all the time with Robert Collier. Can you shoot a Microsoft Christmas party? I say, yeah. Mind you, I'm 19, too. I'm like, yeah. Microsoft, yeah, let's go. So once I got there, I met the Microsoft director, Ramil Mitchell, and then me and him connected, and then he started booking me for different things, and just one thing led to another. So
you're a super confident externally individual, because we can feel that. Yeah. But when you got asked some of those early opportunities, in the back of your mind, were you saying, I'm not ready for this? I'm talking even like prom pictures, senior pictures. And did you just, you had to be a little bit uncomfortable to say, I'm going to do this, but I've got to do it.
Of course. There was a lot of moments when you start now, you're like, man,
I'm kind of young.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily young, but like, how does this light supposed to go? He's got a lot of shadow on the face. I'm going to fix this. So more just kind of technical issues but age, no, not really. Because I love when I was young and, successful, because people looked up to that and was like a source of inspiration. I was been a source of inspiration to others. Yep. And, I'm a giver. So I'm like, let me just keep being that example that if I can do it, there's no reason you can't do it either. So,
yeah. Come on, bro. Yeah. I love that. That's a big thing for us at Inner Pump, man, is just that we want to give people, the motivation to stay disciplined, or the motivation to do whatever they want to do, to go take action on their dreams.
Yeah. Well, I brought it up because there's a lot of people listening right now that would have said no to taking pictures of other people.
You think so?
Yes.
Hey, but that's
simple, because they were uncomfortable. I'm not a photographer yet.
Yeah. That's the only way you're going to grow, though, is being uncomfortable.
He didn't he didn't get a NASA opportunity from senior pictures. It built. And you can't skip steps, but you have to be willing,
of course,
to do it.
But were you prepared, though, when your name was called?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I went through trial and error. I had clients that were disappointed in some of the content that I produced, had some clients that loved it. But that's the only way you're going to elevate, if you're comfortable being uncomfortable.
Come on.
There it is.
Come on.
That's what I wanted to pull out.
Yeah. Yep. That was you mentioned about networking.
Yeah.
And you love networking.
Yeah.
Do you think networking got you to where you are today? Well, network, I mean, a mix of other things.
It was a vehicle.
But it was one of the main drivers to get you to where you are
100%.
Today.
100%. Any business is networking.
Come on.
It don't matter what it is. Even if you trading, it's still networking, because you gotta meet people and learn. So yeah, that's the number one. Mm. I said charisma was number one, but
one A, one B.
There we go. Okay, so there we go. One and two, networking and charisma.
Yes, for sure.
How could one?
Because charisma goes into networking. Yeah.
That's how you're good at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Facts. So do you think that's a skill for you, or do you think it was?
I did my Enneagram. That's me.
Enneagram?
Yeah.
Like, are you familiar with this? I'm
about to say, I've done 23andMe.
I don't know what this is.
If you know,
Ancestry.com on steroids.
Hey. Yeah, audience, wait, hold on. If you know what Enneagram is, please put it in the comments. is this a thing?
My number one was number eight.
What's an Enneagram?
So Enneagram, I don't know the real definition of it, but Enneagram is basically a number 1 through 9, and each thing is like the achiever, the individuality person, like different things.
Okay.
And number 8 was my number one, which is the go-getter.
Oof.
Yeah.
But we know that.
Yeah. So
we know you're a go-getter. Or else you wouldn't be on this podcast.
Straight up. But wait, what was the question?
I think it was about networking, and then was it?
Well, he was saying, were you born with that?
Yeah, for sure, because I've always been extroverted. Even in my childhood days, I'd be the one that would make, hey, we going outside this day to ride the bikes, and after that, we're going to play hide and go seek. And then, so I was always the leader of the group, generally. Yep. So it's always been there for me to be an extrovert. And I was a class clown. Big class clown.
Do you think that helped you though?
Oh yeah! Shout out to you being a class clown. Shout out to all the teachers that said I wasn't gonna be done either.
Let's step on that. Come on. What was the worst thing? What was the worst thing a teacher told you?
Man, I remember her name. Should I say her?
Say it, bro. Say it. We're not gonna get sued.
Miss Perry. I remember. I think it was fifth grade. She told me I wasn't gonna be nothing. Mm.
And you use that as fuel?
Yo, I said, I bet. Say less.
I bet wasn't even a term back then. And he said in fifth grade.
Whatever
fifth
grade, I bet
he said
is,
it. He started that.
Yeah, exactly.
He said, I bet.
But nah, that fueled me. It was like, that's what you think? Just because I'm, you know, the class clown and want to be the entertainer, that I ain't going to be nothing? Yeah. Dang.
But then you're getting at a bigger point, man. It's just this school setting that we have. Go into the class, sit down, be quiet. It's like, well, not everybody's like that.
And I had ADHD.
One
of my teachers, like, I was always bouncy and wanted to stand up when I was a kid. But I had this one teacher, love you, Miss Poole, to this day. She was the only teacher that understood who I was. Mm-hmm. So she would let me stand up. And I used to write with my left hand.
But are you lefty?
I can eat with my lefty, but I can't write anymore because the teachers maybe changed it. But Miss Poole was the one that said, let him use his left hand if he want to. So
that's crazy because you're tapping a different side of the brain when you're writing with your left.
See, I could have been probably even more elevated than I am now. See them teachers holding me back, man. But yeah. So long short answer, it's always been.
Okay.
Been, yeah.
I wanna change this around real quick.
Let's go.
Because I see you doing something, another venture.
Uh-oh.
And it's these event plannings that you do.
Event plans?
Yeah.
You mean like my travel trips?
Yes, that's an event to me, man. Hey. No, that's old.
I call them toxic trips. Look, it's contrary of toxic because it's a great time. Mm. But, you know, social media will make it seem like it's, they just...
Yeah.
What made you... I see you have a fond appreciation of traveling, experiencing the world, man. What made you want to just bring others with you and to experience that?
Man, because it's a lot of answers for this, but...
Come on. It's good. Bro, we got time? Well, I don't know if we have too much time.
It's the... I like to say it's the greatest teacher of life because you're so...
Traveling?
Traveling, yes. Traveling is the greatest teacher of life because you experience different cultures, how people come up, how people are raised. You get to see different things. You get to learn different languages. You get to see how different cultures. So,
Perspective.
So for me to be able to bring my friends along with that and experience that with them is the most beautiful feeling. Because it's fun. I travel solo a lot, but it's fun to experience it with friends because it's just an energy exchange, you know. And it's their first time too, or I get to see them for the first time. And I see their reaction like, dang, I plan this and they loving it. Like, that feel good. Yeah,
there's a theme for you, like dating back to when you were a kid, is the fulfillment aspect.
Exactly. Yes.
And that's always been, you're going to work so hard so that you can get that fulfillment and bring others up with you.
Exactly. And that's the whole purpose of life, is to bring others up with you.
Come on.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
Our purpose is to serve others. Yep.
Is that your statement, your mission statement, if you had to have one for yourself for B?
Yeah.
Your purpose would be to serve others?
Yes.
Man.
My purpose is to serve others.
I'm going to write that down, bro. This boy got me writing notes for days,
I'm on note duty next time.
I know. Go on, Matt.
So you said your dad was an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
He did a lot of, he was a jack of all trades type guy. Yeah. But he was in and out of my life. I didn't really like him because he was so strict when he was young.
Do you appreciate it now, though, that he was so strict?
Yeah. But I appreciate my mom more than anything because, you know, she raised me and my two sisters and my stepbrother and my stepdad, too. So shout out to them both because,
if you had to say anything to your mom, let's
Mama, you know I love you, girl. That's my dog, man. That's my day one.
There we go.
Yeah. We need to talk about her more than him, though.
Yeah.
Because my mom was really the one that was... that
holding it down for
me. Yeah, holding it down and made me who I am today.
Oof.
And my stepdad, too. I mean, shout out to all my parents, of course, but... You know, special shout out to Mama, my dog. She know the vibes, though. She know the vibes.
Yeah. So let's go back to these trips, man. So when you're out there, what about it that just, you know what I'm saying, that makes you so fulfilled?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there just something that when you're out there, just, oh my, like, I need this. You know what I'm saying?
It's a whole new look, pretty much.
Are they paid trips, or are you going to get content that then you sell?
So this is how I work generally. A client will usually book me out for, say, for example, Italy. I went to go shoot a wedding in Italy. They paid for my trip. Yeah. Then they paid me as well.
Right.
But I'm not taking a 15-hour flight just to go to Italy.
You're going
to
capture a bunch of other stuff.
I'm traveling to Germany, yeah. London. I'm going everywhere. I'm taking advantage of being on the side of the country. So
amen.
Generally, it starts with work, and then I'll travel. But those group trips that I plan, those are vacations for the most part. Yep.
Okay.
But hey, I like to say every day a vacation because I'm doing what I love.
Come on.
Yep.
I love it, baby. Is there... well, yes. Actually, let's go right into... energy aspect. Because okay. That's what I really want to get into, okay. Bro. Because you are Mr. Energy, bro. No, Mr. Frequency.
Oh, Mr. Frequency, yes, sir.
What was the book that changed your life?
Shout out to my guy.
See, I plug myself.
Jeez, yes. Man. At least like get into it a little more creatively and be like, is there a book?
No, yeah,
you said tell me about the book.
I know the book.
but honestly, this book changed my life because it was during COVID when I read it.
Yes.
And it was my first relationship. During COVID, business dropped dramatically. Mm-hmm. I'm used to traveling the world, so now I'm stuck in the 900 square foot high rise. Can't go nowhere. So I read that book, and it just changed my life.
What was the name
of the book?
The book is called Becoming Supernatural by Joe Dispenza. Joe Dispenza is the man. Mm-hmm. You don't have to necessarily read the book. You can go look at these videos, but I personally like reading because I feel like you just. It makes you more focus more,
yes,
pretty much.
I agree.
You don't get distracted. You mm-hmm. really zone out. But that book changed my life because everybody obviously knows about energy, but you only can know about energy to, people may know the base of energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You read that book, it'll really break it down to you from every different aspect of energy.
Wow. And well, I know this because I read
you know this. Yeah, yeah.
I haven't read it.
Yeah. But it's amazing. Like I said, again, everybody knows energy. Like that's the base of energy, but... do you really know how powerful it is and how much inner power you have within yourself?
I love yes. it because they always say that frequency is information and information travels.
Yes.
And if you guys don't believe me, think about this. Think about a radio, right?
Yep.
Back in the day, FM radio, AM radio, how was that tuned into your car? Through frequency, exactly. Through hertz. And that yep. same thing happens with us with energy,
yep.
right? And the most satisfying energy is bliss.
Yes.
And that just radiates so much, man. So I feel like you figured a way to tap into that even
man.
More.
So again, I say thank you for putting me on that book because it changed my perspective. I definitely unlocked so much more percentage of my brain.
I saw sure. you were reading it like in a different country or you were like, maybe you were in the States, but you were like at a mountain, a waterfall, like you were reading it.
So
like,
no, that was the Law of Attraction.
Book. Oh, that was Law of Attraction.
And
okay.
that was in Utah.
That was crazy, yeah. bro.
My client, shout out to Brandon Stevens. That's actually my client that was my first big client that actually because it took off. But he was like, hey, come to Utah. I'm going up there for a corporate escape.
Okay.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I took my book and I read Law of Attraction with the mountains and the waterfalls. Your boy getting aligned. I was really tapping in, man.
And to our listeners out there, man, that are Christian, Catholic, just understand that I'm a Christian.
Yes.
And I still believe in the universe. I still yes. believe in energy. I mean, there's certain things you cannot refute.
You got to think about it, too. Nobody know what God looked like.
Mm-hmm.
God is energy.
Mm-hmm.
I know Kanye sounded crazy when he said this. He is not God, but God is within us.
Yeah, well, that's biblical.
Yes.
That's biblical, yes. bro. So, yeah. So all you guys are out there trying to comment like, oh, this guy's an energy freak. No,
nah.
Like, listen.
Hey, I go to church. You know, I'm in that word. But also with the word, too, you can transfer. Pretty much the word is talking about energy and frequencies, too. It's just a story.
I just read The Power of Your Subconscious Mind.
Me too. I just finished it.
Are you serious? Tough. No, wait. Look at this.
Tough.
Okay, yes. He references biblical scriptures,
yes,
verses.
Literally.
All day.
Yes.
Into your subconscious. Bro, yes. It's insane. But like that's yes. where, that's another thing we're tapping into. We're tapping into our subconscious.
Yes.
And we're...
Go. The Bible is telling stories, right?
Yeah.
And that's... also energy talk. Just like when I'm telling my story now, that's energy talk. So it's the same thing. So yeah. I'm a Christian. It don't matter if you, but look, this is also the thing. It don't matter if you Buddhist, Christian, Muslim.
Muslim, yeah.
Atheist. It's all energy at the yes. end of the day. It all connects to the one source.
Oh,
it's going to go with somebody's head.
We getting deep. Yeah, yeah.
give me a beat for that, man.
Oh, man, so with energy frequency, let's get into your brand now, bro.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So my brand is Frequency. The name came about in 2021. That was just the name. And I was like, the crazy part is the way I got the name, I was like, dang, I need a name for my brand. Okay. Driving one day. And I don't never listen to the radio. Mm-hmm. You listen to Bluetooth.
Yeah. listen to the radio still?
But no, it happened to be on the radio and they said frequency and it just hit me out of nowhere. I'm like, wow. I can just take CY and make HZ and it's frequency.
I was going to ask you, how did you come up with that part? Was it immediate? You were just like
So it wasn't immediate.
That took a whiteboard.
Yeah, it took a whiteboard. Sure. Whiteboard and research because I had to make sure, different names. I was like, HZ, it's also hurt. So what if I just combine the two? I'm like, this is dope.
Yeah.
But fast forward now, I made it public this year, finally.
Okay.
And frequency is a representative of everything, pretty much. So right now I'm starting off with production. Garments, which is clothing. This is going to drop in the fall. And then...
I've seen it here first.
Yes, sir. And then also travel. And then next year, I'll get into studio spaces.
What's the big vision for Frequency?
So Frequency is, for example, LVMH. LVMH owns Sephora, Louis Vuitton, all these different aspects of brands. Mm-hmm. So pretty much where Frequency is going to be is one brick umbrella as well, but there's different aspects of it. You got travel, studio, production, garments. Eventually, we'll get into talking about frequencies and learning, master classes. So it's literally infinite possibilities. And that's why my sub logo is an infinite sign with a frequency in it, because there's infinite possibilities of what frequency can be. Frequency can be a food store with healthy food, because you need healthy food to align your frequencies.
I agree. So, we go all day on that one on this podcast.
Literally, but I love the brand name because it's infinite possibilities, and that's also what my brand represents. So,
You got anything to backdoor, man?
Yeah,
we talk a lot about in business, you don't want to do too much too fast.
Of course.
Because you don't want to, basically, if you dilute your focus, you dilute your results.
Exactly.
And so the big picture's massively important.
Yeah.
But sounds like photography, travel, that's going to solidify the brand in the marketplace so that you can go into some of the other aspects.
And the clothing brand, honestly, because Frequency also represents me, because a lot of people love just my energy and being around me.
Yes.
But I want the brand to be not just a bit bigger than me. Frequency's for everybody. Mm-hmm. But specifically the clothing brand, what I'm so excited about, because I had it in high school.
Right.
So my friends that helped me in high school, Sean.
I'm bringing
same guys back.
That's love. Going.
And my boy Mav been drippy lately. So
hey, I want to say, man. Mav, get in here, bro.
Come show on the fit, man.
Mav is ready.
Listen, inner public. Listen,
keep the shades on, man. Come on, man. Get
check the drip. You got to get low, man. Hey, check the drip, man.
Yes, sir, man. My guy right here.
Mr. Two-Fold.
Yes, sir.
Oh man, bro!
But I feel like it's just a revolving circle, pretty much, because I'm tapping in back into the clothing brand and everything, and I'm bringing my friends along with me.
That is huge,
and I also can bring other people along with me as the brand develops, because it's going to be a community based thing. So,
bro, how did you get your how old?
26, June 20th, coming soon.
Okay, yes, 26 years old, bro. How did you get this? This thought process and these visions and, you know what I'm saying, like who you want to become, bro.
A couple different answers for that. The circle I've been around, when I started out my career, I've been around a lot of people older than me that gave great advice, because I was 18, 19 when I started. So give me business advice and just paying attention to that. Also reading and expanding my mindset and not overthinking things. You know, a lot of people fear can manipulate you, but you have to look at fear as your best friend.
Wait, hold on, because this is
everybody can relate to this. Keep going,
bro. Yes, this is we call this your inner thief.
Yes.
So let's go deeper into that inner thief. What were some things that, what was your inner thief at the time? You know, just from starting to now.
Yeah.
What were some things that try to, you know, that voice inside you that told you, oh, you can't do that. Oh, you're too young.
Yeah.
Oh, you're dreaming too big. What are some things you had to deal with from a young age till now?
A lot of my family, you know, or a lot of people in general are traditional to the got to go to college and then get a degree. Then you can figure it out. Mm-hmm. But I sat my parents down. I was like, hey, I know this is kind of scary for y'all because, you know, y'all went to college and stuff like that as well. But I feel like photography is calling me. So I know it's a fear, but I live with you guys right now. So can I get 6 months to a year off for the semester and then see where it goes? And I took off right after that. But of course, income wasn't guaranteed because I'm freelance. So of course there's that fear. Dang, what's next? What's next? What's next?
Well, then COVID.
Yeah, I literally have right here. How did you thrive through COVID, bro?
Shout out to my old client, Jesse Lee. She's a beast. She does network marketing. Mm-hmm. And during that time, during COVID, I had a retainer with her. So I was doing monthly shoots with her, and we were just killing it during that time. Yep.
Really?
So I would say, short story short for that, she was the main reason how I survived through COVID for sure. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. When COVID- but that's everything in life.
A just, relationship.
Yeah, relationship, and that everything in life happens for a reason. So she revolved in my life for that reason.
Oh, so she you weren't using her before COVID. You weren't on that retainer before COVID.
No, we talked about it, and then we started working right before COVID. And then when COVID happened, I actually moved in with her too, because I was working with her so much, and she had a big house living by herself. I was like, I'm about to move in my lease up. Let me save some money. Yeah. So yeah. Ooh,
what?
Everybody serves a purpose in your life, and I feel like that was her purpose for me. And really? Yeah.
Damn.
For sure.
If you could tell her one thing right now, what would you say?
I know we had our ups and downs, but I still love you, Jesse Lee, my dog.
Amen to that. Amen.
Because I'm not a person. We had a big fallout, but you know, I'm not a person to hold grudges ever against anybody, because that's just going to hold you back. So.
Come on. Get into that, bro, because yeah. I feel like a lot of people, when someone does them wrong or you do whatever it is,
yeah,
when you butt heads and you keep that negative energy inside of you,
yeah,
and you keep that, you know, that hate, whatever it is, against somebody else, we don't understand, but we're actually blocking ourselves.
You're blocking your chakras.
Mm. Hold on. This boy over here, he enlightened us in this episode today. But get into that, man. What's your process of when someone does you wrong, or, you know what I'm saying, something falls out, how do you forgive and let go?
Yeah, so my biggest answer to that is you can forgive someone, and then you can also love them from a distance. Like, you just release that energy from them. So one thing for me, it talk about in the Bible and then also in the books that you read, that holding on to those grudges will get you nowhere. Facts. If anything, you're just going to go back downhill and keep going downhill, mm-hmm. because you're thinking about that thing. Mm-hmm. And you're not allowing new energy into your life to recharge and gravitate to what you really want, because you're stuck in the now. In the present, instead of the quantum field of infinite possibilities.
This man here, hey, that's like, what the hell is this? What did Ajay sign me up for today? Matt ain't used to this. Hey,
should I take the vocab down a little bit?
No, okay. please keep it there, bro. Okay. I love it, bro.
Man, let them do their research, figure out what I'm talking about,
exactly,
man.
Exactly,
for sure.
No, but this is funny, because a guy that we both listen to, Andy Frisella, he talks about this all the time, and this is the same framework. Is that when you see other people, your competitors, balling and doing well, don't hate on those competitors.
No.
Because all you're doing is you're blocking your own blessings.
Blessings, yeah.
And do you have that same approach to, like, say, other photographers, videographers, someone in your same field is killing it? How do you perceive that?
I love it. Mm. I love it so much. You can ask all the photographers. When I see them doing good and eating, I say, keep it going, bro. Like, I love that for you. Mm. Because when I started out, I had people that was like, man, you're such an inspiration. I love your work. I look up to you. I'm like, you look up to me? I just started 2 months ago. But no, never. Because there's so much work for everybody out here. So what's there to hate for? How many people in the world? A couple billion?
right?
Man, it's work for everybody, man. We all going to eat out here one way or another. So let's build each other up and motivate each other. Because that's what God put us on this earth for, to love each other, man. So yeah. No hate around ever.
Matt, what's another one of your questions that you had lined up?
I was wondering, what's the biggest misconception about your job from people that see Instagram? No, for real.
No, I got the answer for this one.
Yeah. Like, what do people not see that they have no clue about?
That was my answer originally.
Misconception.
No, first misconception
is, I hang around a lot of beautiful girls, like best friends, and people just think I'm just having sex with all of them. Like, huge misconception. But I'm like, no. Women are my inspiration, of course, a source of inspiration. So I want to be around beautiful women, but I ain't out here going left and right smashing these girls. Like, I genuinely just love being around them. And that's why I'm around them, because they comfortable with me.
Yeah.
it's a lot of weird people out here. So yeah. I would say that's the number one misconception.
Do people just DM you like, why are you blah, blah, blah? How do you know that that's the
well that's the
premise?
A lot of his content has those women featured in it.
Yeah, but I know, so but they I'm just saying, crosswalk how did, it. How do you know that people come up oh, to that conclusion?
Oh, they say it.
Oh, okay, that's what I was
saying. Yeah, we ain't gonna go too deep into what they be saying, but yeah, they be like, oh, I see you, big bro. Huh? Like, bro, that's my dog. Like, we just chilling on it, but.
I mean, if you go watch his stories, or go watch his reels. They get lit. They get lit, I'll tell you that.
But I can see why that can be a misconception, of course.
Totally.
Yeah, because it's rare, not rare, but you don't see a lot of men just hanging around beautiful women 24/7 all day, and for them not to assume they're not doing anything. So.
Exactly.
So I can understand that for sure, because that's just nature. But
what's the biggest misconception about you that people have?
Oh, man, I don't know. Mm. What you think, man? Easy B. I got the answer. They just think I'm the hypest energy dude all day, every day. No, I got to recharge myself. When I'm at home, man, sometimes I don't listen to no music. It's just quiet, and I just sit there. Or I'm editing in with no music. Like, I got to recharge, too. When I go out, dance, Bryson, dance! My little sister like to say, Bryson, you the circus clown. Because people expect me to just be this energy guy all day.
Bro, what do you mean?
See, that's so important for people to hear, though, yes, actually.
Yeah.
Because everybody has to recharge. Everybody has to be alone. Like,
even Bryson.
I'm extremely extroverted, but I need Sunday.
Yes.
Get myself together.
Yeah.
Even though we typically record on Sundays.
This is different.
This is recharge. Yes. Yeah.
I like we're getting recharged from you, bro, because I really appreciate this.
Yeah, so I would just say that people just expect me to be on 10 always. Because that's, again, social media can be misconception, because that's all you see, dancing on mountains and boats and stuff. So
I got the video from you. I got a video from this guy. He sends me a video. He's on top of a roof. Guys, I kid you not. This man is on top of a roof at a club going crazy.
Don't bring that up, because I got, that's how I lost the client.
Oh, that's how you lost the client.
We end up moving past it.
Okay.
But yeah.
I'm sorry, client. I'm sorry, bro.
That's funny you brought that up, though. You remember that and everything.
Bro. No,
all the content you have.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, you got anything to tee up, Matt?
No, I just think that I think you know it, but it's you that your clients are buying.
It's the
energy. And I want people that are listening to understand how impactful that is.
Yeah.
Because that you don't have to be just not photographers that are going to be impacted by this, or videographers. Yeah. It's people listening saying, I could be talking to clients and I could be a banker.
Exactly.
But if I can actually control my energy. Exactly. I just need to be thoughtful about that and how people perceive that. When somebody sees your name and you're calling them, they're feeling that.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are people feeling when you call them?
Oof,
you can control that. And that's going to elevate your career in whatever profession you're in. Yeah. And that's what I'm noticing just being around you, is people want, you're pulling people in.
Yeah.
And that's,
but the crazy thing is that he's a giver.
Yeah.
But like, we don't understand that your energy is so amazing, and it's just so vibrational, and it's out of level 10. It's just like, people want to be around that.
Yeah. And that's something that it's hard for me to see for myself.
Right.
Like, I say that all the time. Like, what, you feel this way about me? Like, I'm just being myself, and that's what I'm just used to. But people just be like, man, it's just something about you. When I'm just around you, I just feel comfortable. And I'm like,
yeah,
I love that. I honestly wish I can feel my energy for a day and how people feel, honestly.
Bro,
I don't know it. Like,
bro, I mean, just not even being around you, just you guys listening to this, just go on his Instagram. How can they find you?
Bryson G _, not Bryce Song. BRYSONG_.
Bryson G _. Yep. Man, just watching those reels, bro. It's just like, when I watch you get loose, bro, I'm like, hey. Like, bro, you bring that out of me,
it's
man.
It's contagious.
Yeah, it is contagious, bro. Yeah. And your energy is contagious, man. And I hope that the people that are listening to this, watching this, have that contagious energy feeling as well, man.
For sure. I hope so, yeah.
That's what you do, bro.
Because I'm just going with the flow right now, man.
Well, shoot, Bryson.
It doesn't sound like you're going with the flow. You have big plans, a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, bro,
the flow happens.
I'm over here writing notes for days. I can't even keep up.
Yeah, you're a planner.
The flow is flowing.
Yeah, man. Last thing, bro. if you could leave the audience with one gift, one wisdom, one challenge that you overcame,
yeah,
what would it be? I know I did three different things, but just whatever hit in your mind when I'm talking right now, what would it be?
My biggest quote is, our biggest gift in life is our breath. Mm. Like, I know we have a lot when we wake up on our mind. There's a lot going on in life. Life is fast. But we have to remember, we alive and we breathing. And the reason I say our biggest gift in life is breath, because I go to Africa every year and work with a nonprofit in Uganda.
Oh, wow.
And those kids, even though they don't have really nothing, they're the most beautiful souls ever. They're just happy to be alive and breathing. They want to dance with me and feel my energy. That's their gift. It's my energy and their breath. So that's what I'm leaving with on that one, man.
Bro, this whole episode has been powerful.
Yeah.
Super impactful.
How do we go to sleep now?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Hey, I think y'all may have to go hit the gym now.
Yeah. Get a little pumping. Listen, yeah. They might hit some sets. Like, I'll be okay.
The treadmill's on 12.0, 13.0.
Man, B, thank you so much for blessing us with your presence, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much for watching Inner Pump. Hope you guys got some amazing out of this, because I know I did.
That was cool.
Yeah. I hope so.
We out, baby. Inner Pump. Peace.
Yes, Lord.
I never mess up the commas. You know I put that on my mom.
Well, that's all we got for this episode of Inner Pump. One thing that would really help both of us and other new potential listeners is for you to rate this show and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you tune in to listen. Also, make sure to check us out at innerpump.com on social media. And if you enjoyed this episode and received anything of value, please share this podcast with anyone you think might enjoy it. Until next time, we out, baby. Inner Pump. Peace.